Hello and welcome to PCP. It's PCP 500 Part 2, and it's the very last ever PCP. I hope you're going to enjoy the tracks. I hope you've enjoyed the last 9.5 years of the podcasting. But what I'm going to finish with is there's a particular reason why I want to finish this way. It is that whenever you go to the iTunes store looking for podcasts, you will find that the last track lingers. And when I've had sort of periods of time off in the past, the last track that's in the feed gets a lot more downloads than anybody else, and I wanted to make sure that the lasting the end of the podcast was a lasting testament to some really, really good artists, and the really, really good artists in particular. Oh, one band! I'm going to play an entire mix of 15 tracks from one band. If you haven't figured it out already, you should have done. But this is the Secret Archives of the Vatican. They're based in the Cronks, as they call it, Croydon, south of London. It's a collective of musicians, primarily led by Vince Millett and Louis Cantor, both out of Croydon, but with help from various other people in other parts of the world. These two met via a web forum, been working together for probably about 15 plus years. They did have an incarnation that was a live thing, but they sort of didn't do much an awful lot of that. I came into understanding more about them in 1998, I think it was, when their last album, not 1998, that's not too early, 2008, I'm trying to say, when their Babylon Halt album was coming out, which I gather was 10 years' work from 1998 to 2000. So I picked up on them around about then, and they have been producing albums and EPs ever since, until 2014, on a bit of a break at the moment, but hopefully this might spur them on to do something different. So we have a variety of different albums, a variety of different tracks. The one thing I will say about them is they don't sound like anybody else. They never have sounded like anybody else. There's influences. You can definitely think of influences of other people, but when it comes down to it, this band are themselves, and that's unique. That is great, and that is something I think to be admired. So I encourage you to listen to, if not all of this, then some of this, because there's some amazing stuff out there. There's different time signatures, there's different sounds. It is totally unique music that you won't hear many other places, unfortunately. And I've got links in the show notes at pgogle.com for all of their albums, which you can all buy from Bandcamp. So go and check them out. You can buy them for as little as free or as much as whatever you want to pay. And I think, you know, if you do really do enjoy the music, then pay a little bit. It would be nice to give the guys a little bit of a break for all the hard work they've done. So I'm going to shut up now, and I shall start you off with The Coming of Shadows from a 2012 album called The War on Terror, and then 14 more tracks. So enjoy. This is the Secret Archives of the Vatican. We'll be right back.
SE, giving it up to the almighty. El Shaddai Adonai, L-O-E, K-I-N to the D. You be the Lord, be the Prince of Peace, full of grace and full of mercy. No one has strength like it. Truly, you is supreme. Anytime I get on the MIC, it's all about you and not about me. Nice and easy, I big you up freely, neatly. Your running team's completely true peace you bring. I sing, I step to the mic, and I come with a lyrical offering.
Was known of Earth in the 21st century of the old calendar has been lost. We know that factions fought for domination of the soul of humankind, and that two of these factions were the Foundation and the Empire. Was known of Earth in the 21st century of the old calendar has been lost. We know that the Foundation and the Empire waged physical battles driven by religion and philosophy. But we don't know who won. Maybe they both lost. Foundation and Empire. We'll be right back.
And that's it. That was the Secret Archives of the Vatican, a mix for your pleasure, which is PCP 500 Part 2. I hope you've enjoyed it. Let me tell you what you heard. The first track was The Coming of Shadows, which is a track from War on Terror, which came out in 2012. Then we go back to 2008 with a track called Iza al-Hamid from their Babylon Halt album. Back to 2010, the Glypath EP and a track called Foundation and Empire. Then on to West of Eden from the album Barbary Lion, which came out in 2011. Then back to 2014 and the Tale of Ataf from Storytellers. And then we had Bint al-Wazir from the 2010 album Dreams and Visions. And then 2013 album Storms gave us a track called A Red Plum Storm. Back to Storytellers for The Veil of Seven Dances, which is track number 8. And then back to Barbary Lion for Summer Lightning, track number 9. And then a track that from an album, a title track from an album called Remembering Machine, which is the real sort of big change, as far as I was aware, really, between the 2008 Babylon Halt and the 2009 Remembering Machine. There was a real focus of change in what Vince and Louis were doing. I didn't get it to start off with. I was a bit confused by it, but I have to say, going back, this is a game-changing album. So Remembering Machine from the album Remembering Machine, definitely worth checking that one out. Then off to Cardamon Storm. This is a track you won't see on Bandcamp because it's a hidden track, but if you buy the album Cardamon Storm, buy the album Storms, you will see there's two tracks called Cardamon Storm. There's one, the original version, and the one I'm playing here is the Missy Cardisi remix. Then back to Babylon Halt with a track called Book of Clouds and Rain. An album I haven't mentioned already called Panjandrum features it from the 2012 era, and a track called Horse Warrior. And then the Wisdom Truth EP, which I don't think I've mentioned before either, of a track remixed by Andy Kizaragi. The track is called A Bruised Reed. And then finally, the final track is the Kuzabanian Attack Fleet from War on Terror, back where we started from their 2012 album. And if you don't know who the Kuzabanians are, I suggest you put it into Google, because it's rather funny, and I do always enjoy saying that and hearing about that. So that is it. That has been PCP 500. That is the end. If there is no more, I hope you've enjoyed it. A big thanks to the Secret Archives of the Vatican for being my friend, being fantastic musicians and giving us amazing stuff to listen to. A big thanks to everybody who's ever listened to PCP over the last 9.5 years. A big thanks to all of the artists that have given me stuff. A big thanks to anybody really who's played along and helped me in any way. And if I've hopefully helped you, given you something, well, that's a good thing as well, because I think it should be a case of passing it on. So here's my baton. I'm going to pass it on to you now. I hope you will evangelize about great music and tell your friends, because it is, you know, it is the world out there. The internet is out there. We can go and do that. There's nothing stopping you. Do what we started 9.5 years ago. Go and don't fight the media. Be the media. That's me and my little rant. There's only one thing I should do now. Now, what is it, Heather?
Go, Daddy!
See ya.